This is Clicks Radio. Now, of course, I do a lot of technology and computer bits and pieces. One of the biggest things that always causes the problem is things not working the way they're meant to. The mistake people have is just putting up with things. Whether it's Windows 10 with its annoying fast startup system still running in the background, or a phone just not wanting to work properly, the best way to solve a problem is simple. Turn it off. Turn it back on again. But unfortunately, things aren't always set up perfectly. So, with a computer, it's a power button. People make the assumption that the power button is just a turn-on button. As long as it's set up properly in the control panel, the power button will turn the computer on and turn it off properly. But, unfortunately, when you have large enough issues with the computer, just shutting it down won't solve the problem. You have to kill it completely. What that does is it means that the whole thing starts from scratch next time it turns back on again. To do that with a desktop computer, the easiest way, if it's running right now and turned on, just turn the PowerPoint off. Pull it out from the PowerPoint. That kills the computer dead. Plug it all back together again, turn it back on, and the computer starts up Windows from scratch, the way it's supposed to start up. And hopefully after doing that, the computer works perfectly. If, however, there's problems still. It could be the capacitors inside the computer haven't fully discharged. They actually hold charge inside of them. So to release that charge, unplug it from the PowerPoint, hold the power button in for about 10 to 20 seconds. That drains all the power out of the capacitors. Plug it back in again, turn it back on. You are then starting completely from scratch. Things can be difficult though when it comes to a laptop, because you can't pull it out from the PowerPoint. It's got a battery inside of it. Many laptops, you can't take the battery out. If you can, you turn the laptop over, pull the battery out, Bob's your uncle, it's dead. Unfortunately, not all laptops can do that. So you can't pull it out from the PowerPoint. What you can do, though, is hold the power button in. Now, this also works for desktop computers as well. If you hold that power button for about 10 seconds, the whole thing will turn off. The lights will go off, the screen will go off, the whole thing just dies. It takes about 10 seconds of holding the power button in. Once you've held it for 10 seconds, you let go, and then push it back on again. Computer starts up the way it's supposed to start up. So whether it's a desktop or a laptop, even the phones, if your phone is playing silly buggers, hold the power button down for about 10 seconds. If you slightly move your finger and it goes off, you will have to start again. But hold the power buttons in for about 10 seconds, kills the device completely, and then you can start up and it all works happily once again. That's another little quick tip. Clicks Radio.